You may know that some of the best pro basketball and baseball players come from overseas. Now, that is apparently true in another game that Americans once regarded as their own, pool or pocket billiards. Today we have a profile of the man that many say is the best pool player alive, maybe the best ever. NPR's Michael Sullivan found him in Manila, the capital of the Philippines.
Like this!
One table, one title, one place. Watch the world's best.
128 of the world's best gathered in Manila a few weeks back for the 2006 World Pool Championships, carried live on ESPN. The top prize was $100,000, and the man many picked to win it was hometown favorite Efren Reyes. A few days before the tournament started, though, Reyes was about as far away from a pool hall as he could be. In a museum, shooting a beer commercial, a skinny 52-year-old with a slight paunch and a wispy mustache, looking a little uncomfortable at his dressing table, next to a bevy of Filipina soap and film stars, waiting for the shoot to begin.
The shooting is going to be finished like about 8 o'clock after this.
The shoot lasts until 8 tonight, Reyes said. I got here at 8:30 in the morning, and we haven't even started. I need to practice, he said, because the tournament is less than a week away. He made it to the pool hall about 12 hours later, looking a whole lot happier than he did at the museum, intent but at ease and at home. And in a very real sense, he was home, because Efren Reyes grew up in a pool hall, literally, making his bed at his uncle's pool hall in Metro Manila.
After the pool room is closed, and then I sleep in the top of the table. And then after it, in the morning, I wake up if I want to sleep more, and then I sleep under the table, yeah.
Reyes started playing pool when he was 8. He could barely see over the table, he says, so he got a couple of empty Coke cases and stood on those to practice. And it didn't take long for him to decide to make a career of it.
I saw a lot of pool players, and if they win, they're making money. That's why I have to learn, too, because I want to make money, too. I practice by myself like 6 in the morning until 9 in the morning. And then after closing time, I start again practicing before I sleep.
By high school, Reyes was a serious money player. He had a backer who'd pick him up after school at 3. And then Reyes says they'd go looking for a game. Sometimes he'd play all night long and get dropped off back at school just before the bell. When he finally ran out of Filipinos willing to play him, Reyes decided to try his luck in the U.S., and in 1985 entered Red's nine-ball open in Houston, Texas, entering under a phony name, Cesar Morales, in case they'd already heard of Efren Reyes. Fellow pro Rodney the Rocket Morris.
In Texas, they had all the, you know, Spanish guys, so he just blended in, and he just never said a word. You know, he pretended, you know, let other people do the talking for him, and nobody ever knew he spoke a word of English. And he just beat everybody, you know. So it was like, who's this Mexican guy beating everybody? So, and he's just going around the country and robbing everybody.
Reyes was dominant in the late 80s and 90s, winning dozens of tournaments in the U.S., where people were still getting their heads around the idea of a foreigner from the Philippines, no less, beating them at what was considered an American game. And it was in the U.S. that Reyes was dubbed the Magician, an acknowledgement of his unparalleled shot-making skills.
He's a genius when it comes to this. He knows shots and he plays shots that nobody else does.
German player and former world champion Ralph the Kaiser Soquet.
He can see shots in his mind, in his brain, 3-4 shots ahead. I mean, we all try to do it, but he sees different shots. He sees different patterns and different paths than we do. And he is by far the best cue ball control. That cue ball seems to be his.
Soquet says it's no accident that Reyes also enjoys and excels at playing chess. The American player Rodney the Rocket Morris says Reyes has helped change the way pool is played.
He just got so much more knowledge than everybody. A lot of the stuff you see players do now is a lot of stuff they've seen him do. People do amazing things all the time, but he seems to always do it at the magical moment when you really need it, you know, in the last game of the final match. You know, it's the timing of everything is what makes it magic.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to the 2006 Philippines World Pool Championships.
Filipinos take their pool seriously, and for many, Efren Reyes is a god. A poor boy who's made it big with a big heart, not a big head. And the man many came to see at the year-ending tournament in Manila.
It's now time to meet our players. In fact, it's time to meet a legend. Ladies and gentlemen, from Angeles City in the beautiful Philippines, Pinaki Mangalin, numero uno. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the magician,
Efren Pata Ria!
But even the magician admits that at 52, his powers are beginning to fade. His body is failing, his hands shake. But he still managed to take home Poole's biggest paycheck ever last September when he beat Rodney the Rocket Morris at the World 8-Ball Championships in Reno and walked away with the $500,000 first prize. In the tournament in Manila, though, his magic failed him. The pockets were tight and Reyes even tighter, nervous, he admitted later, about playing at home in front of so many fans. He lost in the quarterfinals. But there was a silver lining for the fans. The man who beat him was another Filipino, Ronnie Alcano, who went on to defeat German Ralph Soke in the final. Soke still thinks Efren Reyes is the best he's ever seen. And so does Rodney the Rocket Morris.
He is the greatest player to ever play the game, and he will go down as the greatest. And I'm glad, because in my life I got to see three great players, as Efren Reyes, Michael Jordan, and Tiger Woods. And I can die happy, being a sports guy.
Tiger Woods, of course, isn't done, and neither is the magician Efren Reyes. To prove it, he was in Louisville, Kentucky 2 weeks ago for the Derby City Classic and walked away with a title he's already won there three times before, a title that's also an apt description of him, master of the table. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.